8:15, big basketball game coming up. Yes, it's that season already. This will be the first game of the season. It's coming up on Saturday night at the John Thiel Gym. Good morning. Galesburg's Morning News, a fundraising event to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter coming up this Saturday night. And joining us to talk more about it from the Illinois State Police is Matt McFall. Matt, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing really well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us. Also from the Galesburg Police Department, Dan Hostens. Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us. All right. Well, let's talk about this. I'll start with you, Matt. How in the heck did this all come about? Was there a challenge thrown down somewhere along the way?
No, I actually started the challenge myself.
Okay.
Out of laziness breeds ingenuity. I am the vice president at the Galesburg Rescue Mission, and we have a fundraiser in November, and it involves picking up the phone and calling people. And as a police officer, I said that's generally, I would tell my mom, if you called her, not to give money to it because you just don't know who's calling. So we've got, I motivated everyone. We've now finally got a PayPal button on the Galesburg Rescue Mission where you can donate there so you know it's safe. And I don't like cold calling people, so I thought there's got to be a better way. And my good friend Dan Hostens here, we've been friends since I've moved here in 2006, and he's just been an outstanding human being and very supportive of me. And we're both cops. We don't care that he's from Galesburg PD and I'm from the state police. We both do the same job. And I thought, what a better way to get the community involved to see, hey, these are police officers. They live in my community. Their kids go to my kids' school. They shop at the stores we shop at. We see them on the street. But just to give the police a positive image in the community and to raise money and have fun. You know, I mean, what a better way to raise money than to have fun? It's going to be a good game. Dan and I are both in our later 40s, so we're not expecting any fast breaks to really break out here. We got some younger folks, too, playing on our team. Not a whole lot. I think they might have more.
So no high-flying dunks, is that what you're saying?
No, I actually tried to touch a rim this month, and I can't touch the rim anymore.
Well, you're still walking, though. That's a positive.
Yes.
All right. Well, Dan, when Matt came to you with this idea, do you think, were you thinking, it's on, or what was your first thought?
No, absolutely. It's on. It's, he's like, he came to me, and he says, what do you think of this idea? And I'm like, well, that's a great idea, and, you know, we just hired a few new officers. One just got out of college playing college basketball.
Oops.
And
I didn't know this
Uh-oh.
This time, by the way.
So we're like, yeah, he's definitely playing whether he wants to or not. And so we put together a team of basketball players, ordered uniforms for the team, and so we're ready to go. We just need to get a practice in before Saturday.
Have you been able to do that, Matt, with
your
squad? Yes,
we got about three practices in, but not everybody can show up because of shifts and stuff.
Well, I was going to say, is it a little harder for you? Are your guys a little more spread out than the guys here in Galesburg?
Absolutely. We've got people coming from, you know, Geneseo, Atkinson, stuff like that, it's a bit of a stretch for them to get down here.
So are you drawing from different districts? Or
no, just from District 7.
Okay.
I'm the only one. I used to be in District 7. Now I transferred out to investigations. So, but I started this while I was still in the district. So I've given myself a pass.
So so no ringers then?
No.
At like least that Dan knows about, right?
Yeah, Dan hasn't told you how tall this kid is either that is on his ringer that I didn't know about.
I'm pretty sure he's 6'6", 6'7", somewhere around there.
Yes.
Well, there's that. So maybe there will be some high-flying dunks.
Yes, and I'll watch them and encourage them because, hey, it's all for fun, and, you know, we just hope no one twists an ankle or something like that.
I do want to say we did get a couple of guys from the Sheriff's Department, too. I want to throw that out there. James Robertson, and I don't remember the other guy's name right off the top of my head, but just so that they get, you know, kudos as well for joining us. So
James plays regularly, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Yes, James called me, and I knew that they were hurting for people, and I gave him to, or I offered him to, and James was so nice, and he said, I'll play for either team, and I think we had 11 at the time, and I don't know how many, they had 8 or 9 or something, So we offered them to them. So I know I'm going to regret that later.
Whoever offered the better contract, right?
That's where that's right.
Matt LaFalla from Illinois State Police, Dan Hostens from Galesburg Police Department. Great fundraising event coming up this Saturday night, Galesburg High School at John Thiel Gym, 6 o'clock. It's a fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter. The two police departments will match up in a basketball game. So if people want to help out, you're taking donations coming into the game, or how's that going to work?
Yes, walking in, you can pay right there, and it's a free will offering. So if you can only afford a dollar, you give a dollar. And if you can afford $1,000, we're looking for businesses also to partner with the Galesburg Rescue Mission, because we're really lacking in that department. And we have so many people that we influence, whether it be even attorneys, tow truck agencies, that work hand in hand with either one of our departments. And it doesn't, and just anybody in the community. I mean, good land, we are a community. So any places that would like to partner with us, make a small monthly gift, would be really helpful to making ends meet when we're paying the bills.
Do you have non-biased officials?
We actually do, yes. I was going to try some, find some biased ones, but I just couldn't do it. No,
we got a couple of officials that volunteered to officiate that have been doing it for years, so they're coming out and doing that for us. But yeah, if a business wants to put out a banner during the game, we're offering that up. We're asking for maybe a $100 donation for that, but they can get a hold of Dave Scholl at the Rescue Mission to set that up.
And so. Dave's got his information right online there for the Rescue Mission. You can email him or call him. We're trying to get that by Wednesday, preferably. So all those great businesses who listen to this wonderful radio station, please try to get a hold of Dave Scholl at the Rescue Mission.
Well, I know a lot of people that listen know about the Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter. Of course, we have the Harvest Time Share-a-thon coming up next month. But just for those that might not know, Matt, talk a little bit about the mission of the Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter.
The Rescue Mission takes in people when they're just really down on their luck. That's when I first came back to patrol like 3 years ago is how I got involved in the Rescue Mission. Is I didn't really know exactly what they did, and here I am. So I took a guy in that didn't have a place to stay, and I knew the Galesburg Rescue. Heck, I'd been doing it for 15 years, and I just didn't know the full mission. So I walked in, and Harold was there, and Harold is a staple there. He's been there for, I don't know, 30 years or something. And I said, "What do you do here?" You know, I just knew they housed people. I did not know that it was a Christian organization that was, it was required for them to go to chapel every night. As we walked by chapel, I said, he said, "Here's our chapel." He's kind of walking me through, and I said, "Oh, how often do you do that?" Expecting him to say once a day. He said, "Every day, except for Sunday, where we let them go to their own church of their choosing." And that just floored me, and I was really impressed. I didn't know that. I mean, heck, I've worked in this place for, well, 12 years or whatever it was at the time. And then I was hooked after that. And I'm like, what can I do to help? You know what I mean? I just want to get involved. I want to pour into these people's lives. And so we got people, you know, they just make bad choices. Dan and I have seen it, and it could be me in there. We've all made bad choices in our life, and just different people have different consequences. And it's the whole story of being a Christian is, you know, is you've fallen away. You can't do it on your own. You know, we try to do it on our own, and until we submit to Christ, it's impossible to do it on your own. So it's really trying to make those breakthroughs with the individuals, and we've got so many good people working. There's so many volunteers that are pouring into these people's life. That's how I got saved, is when someone took interest in me and invested time in me, and that's the most valuable resource we have, is our time. And so I just, you know, I was convicted so bad, I thought, I've got to do something. What can I do? And at the time, I really wanted to be a pastor, so they let me do a message once a month, and it holds me accountable because I learned 10 times as much preparing for it as they do by listening, you know. And it's just so nice to see those faces when you get there. And it's sad to see them go, but you hope, you know, you're hoping and praying that that they've gone on and they have built a foundation where they can continue building on it.
Matt LaFollette, Illinois State Police. The game coming up Saturday night. Dan Hostens, Galesburg Police Department. And Dan, I'm guessing you've had a lot of similar situations being here in Galesburg, where you know, people that you have taken in that they just need, they need that little bit of help somewhere, and that's the place that offers it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you'll get somebody who just maybe run out of money, or you know, ended up in Galesburg, run out of money, and they just need a place to stay until they can get back on their feet, and you know, maybe get a train ticket back out of town, or a bus ticket, or something of that nature. And really, that's what the Rescue Mission is for, is people that just down on their luck and just need a temporary hand. And I think it's a great organization.
Absolutely. Fundraiser for it coming up Saturday night, Galesburg High School at the John Thiel Gym. Illinois State Police Department versus Galesburg Police Department. A little basketball game going to go on. All right, Matt, how many guys on your team played at least high school basketball? Do you know?
I would say, I think we have 11. I would say probably 8 or 9.
Really? So, any beyond high school?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. How about, Dan, how about you guys? How many at least high school basketball?
I think we're probably 50-50. And then, like I said, we've got one that did play college ball, and we hired him, I don't know, a little over a year ago, maybe.
With this in mind. You knew this was going to happen.
We knew. we were anticipating this. I'd honestly like to make this an annual event, if we can do that. It's a great thing to do, and it'd be great to get us out and in the public eye, and hey, this is who we are.
So. When I remember years ago, this has been early 90s, that the Galesburg Fire Department and Monmouth Fire Department did something similar and actually got really good crowd of both. Of course, they had, there was kind of an interesting thing. One year they had Norm Van Leer that had played for the Bulls. He played a half with each team. And then the next year they have Dave Corzine that had played with the Bulls do a half for each team. So there's another idea. Again, I think we get Tyler to play a half for each team. But, he's about 6'6". That could help you out a little bit, Matt.
Yes, we might take him. I'll give him a uniform and swear him in real quick.
There you go. Well, it sounds like a great event. Again, and like I said, Dan, hopefully it'll become something annual, a great fundraiser for the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter this Saturday night at John Thiel Gym, Galesburg High School. They'll take your donations. Business-wise, again, you can contact the shelter and
Dave Scholl at the Rescue Mission.
Yeah, at the Rescue Mission. And if you like your banner and you like to help out, and, you know, like you said, I guess you even mentioned, Dan, doing like a monthly donation or whatever.
Monthly donation would be great, because that's one thing we're super lacking on. I see the books every month when we do our sheet for, you know, expenses, the money going in, money going out, and that's one place we have like almost zeros is businesses. And I thought that's unacceptable. I mean, my gosh, we got so many great businesses in this community that we all shop at, that we all frequent, you know, where you're getting your tires changed, oil changed, buying groceries, getting your medicine, whatever. I mean, we all shop here, you know. So I'm like, let's get these businesses involved. And it doesn't have to be a great amount. It could be, you know, $20 a month if that's all your business can afford. And then we're going to put your name in the flyer. If you can get it to us by Wednesday, that'll get your name in the flyer for your business, you know, a little advertisement. So, you know, the people reading it, they can read the names of the players, but they can flip it over and say, hey, these people support the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Let's shop there. Let's shop there over the other place. If we have two choices, let's go to this place instead and shop there.
Absolutely. Matt LaFalla, Illinois State Police. Dan Hostin's the Galesburg Police Department, and they will be matching up. What position are you playing, Dan? You're going to be a point guard? You're going to be center?
I have no idea. I just
wherever they put you, right? Right. Who's coaching?
Or do you? We don't even have a coach, so we're just going to, we want to get a practice in before Saturday, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, maybe that would be a duty for the new chief. He could be the coach.
Well, unfortunately, he's at the FBI Academy right now.
Oh, so. Man. Okay. Well, never mind. Nix that one. All right. You guys have a coach, Matt?
We do. We've got my 6'6 nephew who is going to be a senior this year at Elmwood High School. So we're bringing him in, and I know he's going to be disappointed with our performance, but he can give us any advice, and he's just a very nice, humble young man.
So. And as much as you'd like to suit him up, you're not going to do that.
Well, that was my initial thing. I was going to tease him and put a uniform on him and let him go out there and dunk a few times and let them think he was playing. And then I found out they had a 6'7 guy that's going to play. And I thought, well, there goes that joke right out the window. So,
well, you know, you just do your best, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll certainly have a good time. That's for sure. And we'll talk smack the whole game and just have a good time. I really
can be a blast.
This. Yes, it will.
And all for a great cause.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Matt, Dan, thank you so much for your time and what you do for your
community.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.